It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news that we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Inspire Medical. A great cure for sleep apnea. All right, an Indian restaurant in Scotland, just started serving a pizza that used aardvark meat as a topping. The restaurant says it's been selling really well since they added it to the menu.
Aardvark
meat. I don't know if you can tell the difference.
Extra cheese. I'd like pepperoni and aardvark.
Double aardvark meat.
What? Okay.
According to a recent survey, 44% of people said yes, they've used a move as a chance to get rid of some of their significant others, other stuff. Topping the things we get rid of. So if you're moving, in other words, you're still together, but right. You're moving while that other person's packing stuff.
Okay, yeah.
You're throwing away clothes, books, DVDs, photographs.
Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, no.
So when you get to the other place.
Right.
The other person's going, hey.
Yeah.
Where's my.
I know. What?
Huh.
What?
Must have got lost in the move.
It should be in there.
I guess.
It was put in there. I don't know what happened.
It's too bad.
I like that. No, keep looking. It should be in there.
Those movers.
Did you not? Yeah. Did they? Really? Your VCR?
I'll call and make a complaint.
Yeah,
you don't worry about it.
You just do what you're doing. Oh, my gosh. Listen.
Put the bookshelves together.
Yeah. This might be more fun. Bingo players at Carnival Bingo in, this is in Prince Albert, Pennsylvania. They were shocked earlier this week when all of a sudden, what's that on the screen there, Helen? Is that pornographic stuff? That's pornography.
Uh-oh.
All of a sudden, porn popped up on the bingo hall monitors.
Bingo!
They said that someone hacked their new video system.
I'm sorry, they hacked.
They said we had some new technology installed in the building and had a bit of a security breach with that technology. We have since corrected it. That's too bad. I won't be playing there, I guess.
Yeah.
That had to be kind of fun. Kind of, you know what, a sport, especially with like elderly, just kind of got that heart going, didn't it? Whoa, geez. Oh,
I mean, you look up to check the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Oh, Edith, B9. It's B9. Wow.
Teeth popping out everywhere.
Exactly. Wow. B-I-N-G-O, honey. And you guys will like this. A daddy daycare has opened. This is in Osaka, Japan. Listen to this. It's in this kind of busy shopping district. The daycare allows men to take naps, drink beer if they'd like, while their wives are shopping. They can also get foot massages. There's free Wi-Fi. They can. There's a driving range. It's $4.50 an hour.
Wow.
That's all it is. $4.50 an hour. That is in Osaka, Japan. That's worth the trip right there. I'd stay there all day.
I don't even want to be a daddy. I just go.
Yeah, just go. Exactly.
When are we giving away that trip?
Yeah, I know. When are we doing that one? Have your passport ready, kids. You're going to daddy daycare for Father's Day. It is Thursday. That is your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.